Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
My name's Jamie Manning, and I'm the CEO of Snagstool.
All right, so talk to me about Snagstool. This is a very inventive use of mobile technology. What are you helping people do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are helping people go to the bar. So if you can imagine walking into a crowded bar and not being able to find a seat, we're helping to make it easier to get the best seat in the house.
Walk me through a little bit. How do I do that? You know,
It's
Friday night. I'm ready to go out and watch the World Cup. What do I do?
Yeah, sure. So Snagstool right now is an iOS-based mobile app right now. And so we're not Android yet, but we're looking to get some traction before we do that. And simply log into the app, choose your venue. Venues are based on locations or your favorites. And log in, see if any stools are available at that venue for the time that you want. Choose the number of stools. And depending on whether it's a free or premium time, you'll have to pay the piper, as they say, if it's a premium time like the World Cup or the Super Bowl or a really busy Friday night or a Sunday game for the Patriots. And, you know, the transaction goes through, and then you show up at the bar and you will basically show them your confirmation that you get via email or that is also based in the app, and the bar will have been waiting for you.
All right. Very cool. So what makes a nice young man like yourself decide to start this app? What inspired you?
So that's a good question. I did build this app for myself. So last year during the Bruins – I'm a big hockey fan. So during the Bruins playoffs last year, I was running around town, going to different bars, trying to watch the Bruins and the playoffs. And, you know, went to the first bar – didn't have any luck getting any seats, jumped in a cab, went across town to Somerville where I thought my local town bar would have some seats open, got in there, completely packed, jumped back in the cab, ended up listening to most of the game in the cab with the cab driver looking for an open bar stool. Because, you know, when I go to a bar, I hate to stand up, hold my drink, and, you know, fight the crowd to get a drink. You know, there's something romantic about sitting at the bar. You know, you get the best service, you get the best view of the TV, and, you know, best of all, you get to talk to the bartender. So, you know, it's just something special about being in a bar. I would rather not be in a bar if I don't have a bar stool. So that was kind of our aha moment. That's when the light bulb went off. And we started to throw the idea around to a lot of different people and said, you know, would you actually pay to have a bar stool ready for, you know, a big playoff game or the Super Bowl? And people loved the idea. So we had user validation right off the bat. Then we went through and did a lot of surveys. And you know, we surveyed, you know, about 1,000 people, and we found out that, you know, this was something special. People would be willing to pay for their spot at the bar.
Okay, so now you've got the idea. You know, the people are interested. I would be interested. What keeps me out of bars is actually I don't like crowds. If I could know that I was going to be able to sit down when I got there, I might start going to bars again. How do you get merchants interested? I know, you know, you're small now. You're just starting out. So how do you pitch this to merchants? If I'm a merchant, I obviously don't have difficulty getting people into my bar when the World Cup is on. So why do I want to go into reserving bar seats?
That's a great question. So, and that was, you know, our biggest hurdle in the beginning is the feedback that we received from general managers and owners was exactly what you said. I already have people here. Why do I want to add a level of complexity to this? You know, going to the bar first come, first serve has been the same way, you know, since the Cowboys. You know what I mean? You go into a bar, it's the first person that sits down. There's no reservations. So basically, we developed a freemium model, and the freemium model depends on the supply and demand of a bar stool. So during a time that the supply is low and the demand is high for a bar stool, that's our premium times. And each premium time is defined specifically from the bar. And during those premium times, that's when the people will actually pay the bar. And unlike open table, where open table will actually charge the bar per reservation, Snagstool is going to pay the bar per reservation, and we're going to take a cut of that. And during the free time, which is a time that, you know, a bar typically might be empty, and this is the time that you like to go to the bar, right? So during that free time, we're working with the bars to develop to have special incentives like a half off an appetizer or some type of deal to help attract people to come sit in those stools during those times. So we're pushing people to the seats when the bar is empty, and we're charging premium prices when the bar is full.
That is very smart. So you're actually using this as like a platform to help the bar build loyalty or enhancement program. So if you're already an app user,
Loyalty.
Yeah,
loyalty is huge. I mean, things like Groupon or Living Social, Daily Deals, things like that, we found that the bars have discovered that those don't develop a ton of loyalty. The people that like those deals will go where the deals are at. So it might bring them into a bar one time, but it's not going to bring them in over and over again because they're sort of following the deals. But with Snagajob, your bartender will know your name, will know your pitcher before you even arrive. So when you get there, imagine walking in and it's hey, Eileen, thanks for joining us today. And it's sort of that point of contact within a bar that's so important to people. And that we really believe that with Snagajob, with just a little special service for every guest, that you can turn just a ordinary guest into a regular.
That's a very cool idea, and it would absolutely work on me. I like things that I perceive I would, you know, enjoy. Question about, so I'm back to being a bar owner. Let's say I have a Snagajob, but I have, you know, my stool's not yet reserved. So I have people coming in, you know, the stool is basically reserved from 9 p.m. on. Somebody is parking in that seat. But, you know, bar just doesn't get crack until then, so we have people like who come in at 8 o'clock. Can people sit in my reserved stool until such time as a reservation shows up, or if I'm a bar, is part of the deal I have to leave a stool open because I have reservations coming?
That's an excellent question. So think of the Snagajob as the handicapped seat on the bus. Snagajob are defined, first off, there are a limited number of stools, so it's either two or four bar stools per each bar. And so you have the, you know, 95% of the bar that is open to your regular ebb and flow. And so there are table tents in front of each of the Snagajob that help brand our service. And when you sit down, it says, this is a Snagajob. Feel free to sit here unless a reservation arrives. And the bartender will know what time the reservations are arriving. But the other thing is, since there are only two or four, we're giving the bars the flexibility to be able to move those table tents around. So let's say you arrived at the bar at 8 p.m. and you're sitting there and you're having a good time, and the bartender realizes that, hey, this is a great client. I don't want to ask them to get up and leave, but I realize that two other people at the end of the bar are getting ready and paying their check. They're getting ready to leave. What the bartender can then do is move the table tents down to those seats that are vacating and open up that spot for the 9 p.m. reservation.
Oh, very neat. I like that idea. Related question. So how much, you know, I'm going to a bar. I'm going to a popular bar in downtown, right? And I've snagged my stool. But I get there, and the line is 40 people deep because, you know, something amazing has happened. America's in the finals of the World Cup, right?
Absolutely.
How do I, you know, I see the line, I know I reserve my thing. How do I get past the velvet ropes such as it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the most important thing that we're working on and testing with our limited number of venues in our beta launch right now is, you know, an incredible customer experience is key to our success. So when you walk up to a bar, whether it be Jerry Remy's or any other sports bar, and there's a line around the corner because of that event, we're making sure that everyone from the door guy to the host, the GM, the bartenders are aware of your reservation. And we do that by when a reservation happens, we can either shoot it out via email, push a notification, or text to all of those people so they're all getting it at the same time. If it happens to be that you make a reservation and it's very short, Snagajob actually has contact numbers and will call the bar to let them know. So you know, think of it as, you know, the VIP bar stool. If you've reserved a table at a club and there's a line around the corner, the bouncers know that Eileen's going to have that table. It's the same thing with the bar stool. So it's just open communication. It's making sure that everyone's trained and everyone's aware of the service. And, you know, and because we want to brand this as a premium service, the fact that you're paying for that bar stool, people are growing more accustomed to the fact of, oh, why does she get to go to the front line? Oh, she paid, you know, $10 to have those two bar stools. So it's actually building upon itself. People are, well, I want to do that next time. So it's becoming really popular that way.
I can imagine. Now, do you have a feature in your app? I know, say, like Uber, I not only can order the cab, I can it runs with a tab for my you know, my order for on my phone. So is there any idea of maybe incorporating that into, not only can I make a reservation at the bar, I can actually also run a tab at this bar so that I never have to take out my wallet, right? Like, if when I'm ready to leave my stool, yeah. I can close out the app, and, it, you know, I put payment data in it already because I've, you know, bought the stool. Is there a thought that can you think to incorporate the function that also I can pay my drink tab within the app as well?
That's a beautiful down-the-line idea that we have. Right now, you know, we're our MVP. It's our minimal viable product. We're testing this, seeing what our traction is, how far can we go, do we get any type of investment from this. So right now it's just my co-founder and I that are bootstrapping this. In order to tie into a POS system and build that out, you're talking hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. I think a minimum of $400,000 to do that. So there are a lot of companies out there that are trying to accomplish the same thing as Snagajob, but we're doing it in a more personal, tied to the consumer experience than them. So, for example, there's Tabbed Out, I think, which is exactly what you just said. So you can essentially run a tab on your phone anywhere. So whether it's at the bar or whether it's at a table, anywhere, as long as the vendor's hooked up with that. And so that's sort of a niche on its own. There are other companies that are allowing you to order a drink from your phone and tie that into the POS system so that you don't have to wait in line at the bar, that when you make an order, and this is really cool. I mean, you can say, I want a dirty martini. It goes through the POS system. The bartender can make it. You then show the bartender your confirmation code on your phone, and he gives you your drink, and you can pay through it just through the phone. What's different about Snagajob is we're really focusing on the experience of what it's like to sit at the bar and have that interaction with the bartender and how that builds loyalty, rather than trying to get a drink quicker or make the payment process more efficient. I mean, I think it's a great idea down the road, but we're not there yet.
Totally okay. But you are, it looks like, at the point that you're about to be television stars. Because I was enjoying reading up on your company, and I noticed you guys made the cut for A&E. So tell me a little bit about, you know, where can you, if my listenership is not done with you yet, if they actually want to, you know, attach a face to the voice, talk to me a little bit about the show on A&E.
Yeah. So A&E is creating a new television show called Project Startup, where they're going to be, you know, following lots of different entrepreneurs as they go through their path of starting up a company. It's really great. They've also partnered with a company called Rocket Hub, which is a crowdfunding platform. And so it helps you crowdfund to fund your business venture. CEO Robert Michi, great guy. He's partnered with A&E in order to create this multi-platform competition called Project Startup Live. And Project Startup Live has sort of a Shark Tank-ish feel to it, but with the idea of supporting entrepreneurs. So they're not there to make you feel bad about your numbers. They're there to help support you. And they came to Boston. It was their last stop on a three-city tour. So they went to Utah, Detroit, and Boston. Of Boston, they had, you know, 100 different companies to choose from. They chose three: Health Innovations, Zoos, Greek, Iced Tea, and Snagajob. And these companies were sort of disrupting the industry, doing something really cool. And I think it was last week or the week before, we went out to oh, I forget what it was called. It's one of those startup buildings in Boston, and we did a pitch competition, just three companies. They had cameras everywhere and lights and microphones. It was really kind of crazy. And we went up there and we did our pitch, and Zoos actually ended up winning the competition. Snagastool got runner up, and therefore we got some seed funding and some mentoring from Robert Michi. And that will be airing on Annie in the Boston area on demand. So it won't be part of the Project Startup TV show, but it will be Project Startup Live on Annie sometime this summer.
Very cool. Well, I think you've answered all of my questions. So what did I not ask you about that you'd like to tell me about, Jamie?
Well, I don't know. So I think we could talk about a little bit, you know, how does Snagastool make money and how do we plan to, you know, expand? And, you know, I kind of mentioned before that it's really great for the bar because there's a limited number of stools, and this is an additional revenue source for the bar. And, you know, I come from 7 or 8 years of bar experience, and I know how low the margins can be and how tough it is to run a pub. And so the thought behind this revenue model is really to help make the bar more money. And when we discovered that, users were willing to pay the bar for a barstool reservation, or barstools on demand, as we call it, we said this is a great way for bars to make more money. So that's what we're starting to do is take a portion of that reservation value, and then we pass the rest on to the bar. And once we get a little bit of more traction here, and, you know, we're going to start eventually looking for some investors once we hit certain milestones, you know, we hope to take this to nationwide. So we're already reaching out to other bars in different cities and letting them know that we're going to be coming. But it's all about building the relationships with the bar owners, letting them know that you're a great partner, that you're there to build an incredible customer experience. And as a result of that customer experience, you'll increase loyalty, increase people going to your bar at non-busy times, and hopefully people will embrace the service like they did, you know, Uber or Airbnb.